Good evening. I did a lot of cut and pasting. Well, we got to like a key point. We'll see. Hi, good evening. The three low boys are in camp for summer, so we'll need everyone else to give us chizuk. So tonight's halacha, the Chafetz Chaim continues, and we spoke last week how we're allowed to hear Lashon Hara at times if it's L'Toelis, but even when we're allowed to hear Lashon Hara, so we're not allowed to believe the Lashon Hara to be true. We can't believe it, but we could be choshesh, we could be suspicious, we could be concerned, we can use that information to protect ourselves or people we know, but even so, we can't believe it. It's a very difficult balance, and what the Chafetz Chaim is going to say tonight, I think, is equally difficult to accomplish, but important nonetheless. The Chafetz Chaim writes on the top, should say, Kuf Chaf Tes. It's the beginning of Kol Zion. He writes where it says, Aleph, Isser, Kabbalah, Lashon Hara, Hu Afilu Yomasaper, Misaper, Sadvarim, Bepirsum, Lufnei Kama Anoshim. I can't Makabal, I can't agree, I can't accept the Lashon Hara to be true, even if the one who says it is saying it in front of multiple people. Now, why is that a chiddush? Why would I have thought not that way? Why would there be any hava, meaning any thought that if he's saying the Lashon Hara in front of multiple people, that I would be able to believe it? Maybe, but we said then that doesn't really apply. A person who's speaking in front of so many people, odds are he's telling the truth. A person's not going to say something totally false in front of a large audience. So says the Chafetz Chaim, even though he was mesaper es hadvar bepirsum with nekama anoshim, afal pike, nevertheless, ein lahachlit machmazeh shadavar emes. A person can't decide, a person can't feel that it's true. Rak yesh lashomim lachosh lazeh v'lach karas hadavar. A person needs to listen and be choshesh and investigate the matter further. If it is true, then you could take action. You can rebuke the person. But even though it was said in front of numerous people, so a person can't believe it was true. When does this often come up? And we'll get to this more a little bit later. Read something in the newspaper. So the newspaper's got to be true. They're journalists. Their journalistic credentials are on the line. They wouldn't say, I don't know. That's not true anymore. Fine. Even though it's said in front of people and there's a reason to think that maybe the person's telling the truth, it doesn't matter. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Ein shum heter lahamin b'lashon hara, afilu yimasaper siper alav b'lashon hara b'fanav. Even if the one who spoke the lashon hara said the lashon hara about the individual in the presence of that individual, even so, Kevan shelo shamanu hoda al zeh mipi anidon, since the subject of the Lashon Hara didn't admit to it being true, v'kol shekein ein misaper ata b'fanav, certainly if the subject of the Lashon Hara is not present, rak omer, shaya omer sadvar meil b'fanav, I would say it in front of that person. People say this all the time. Oh, I would say it in front of the person. If he was here, I would say it right in front of him. Of course it's true. He would admit to it. Still, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's no good. The aser lahamino b'tamzeh. You can't believe the Lashon Hara for that reason. And says the Chafetz Chaim, this happens a lot. U'bavonosinu rabim ha'olam nichshalim b'zemod. People stumble on this very frequently. So what happens? V'afilim hu shotzeik ata b'shah she'omer alav ha'divrei k'nos b'fanav. I speak Lashon Hara about a certain individual. He's there, and he's quiet. What do most people would say? He's quiet. Why is he quiet? Why is he not responding? Because it's true. He has no response. He was stumped. Says the Chafetz Chaim, no. Afilo achi, ein likach mizeh shum raya lahachlit. You can't bring any proof that it's definitively true. Shadar emes. Why? Afilim tivo tamid shalishtok. Even if this individual is never quiet, he's the guy who always talks. He responds to everything. When someone says something that he doesn't like, and something says something against his opinion, he speaks out. And this time he's quiet. You still can't believe it. Why not? Ulai nisgaber atal tivo v'gamer b'dayto shlola nosariv. Maybe the individual decided this time, I'm not getting involved in a fight. Could be a reason why he doesn't respond. A person's bad mouth again, the person's talking, it's not true. He doesn't want to prolong the fight. He doesn't want to extend the fight, so he's quiet. So we think he's quiet because what's being said is true. Not necessarily. Obi bnei shara, shebevada yaminu yoser, ledivrei hamesaper mildavarov. The subject of Lashon Hara thinks, he's not going to leave me. They're going to listen to this guy. He's a more charismatic speaker. He's speaking with confidence. He's a trustworthy person in town. They're not going to believe him. They're not going to believe me. Kamina garash olam, shemuska metzlam, shemraki sapras darmafana, afilu im hashiknag the yachi shenu me'apam. Even if we could disprove him 100 times, lo yaminu lo shu, they're not going to believe him anymore. Ulakach hiskim az ben afsho, shetov yoser lishtok alzeh, Velios meha ne'alav. And maybe the subject of Lashon Hara felt it's better to be quiet and be amongst those who are ridiculed. The Gemara says, ha ne'alavim ve'enan olvim. Someone who's criticized or ridiculed doesn't respond. Shomin charpasan ve'en mishivim. They hear the charpa and embarrassment, they don't respond. The Gemara has a very great praise for such an individual. And therefore, asar likach raya mizela hachlet shadavar emes. You can't bring a proof that the matter is true. And I think this happens frequently. There's allegations are levied against an individual, and we hear nothing to say. He had no response. It's got to be true. I went to him, and I said to him, I heard this about you, and he had nothing to say, so it's true. And we start to believe it. There could be a multitude of reasons why the person doesn't respond. I actually had a Rav who told me once about a certain individual who had been arrested, and he pled guilty, and he told me that you can't even believe that. So why? And sometimes it could be very beneficial for a person to plead guilty. It could be he doesn't want to risk trial where you're leaving in the hands of a jury, and even if he's innocent, it might be worse. So it might be better to plead guilty. There might be an insane amount of legal cost. So it's hard to know. It's hard to know what to believe. Person pled guilty, he admitted to doing something wrong. Now the Chavetz Chaim doesn't say that. The Chavetz Chaim is saying, if he's quiet, you can't assume, like you said, shtika kalda, because maybe there are other reasons why he's being quiet. Maybe even a person who had admitted guilt is not necessarily enough to believe. Again, we're allowed to be choshesh. We're allowed to say, okay, this person admitted it. Or someone told me something. Excuse me, I could look into it, I could investigate, I cannot enter into a business agreement, I cannot pursue the shidduch further, but to believe that it's true, so that we can't do, as we spoke about last week. The Chavetz Chaim continues, K'shem sh'asu l'kabel lashon hara im shamame echad, just as we can't believe the lashon hara if we hear it from one individual. And this is very hard what he says. Kein hadin afilu im shama mishnayim o yoser. Now, I've heard the same thing from 3 different people. What are the odds? This person, and then another person doesn't even know that person. I'm hearing this from multiple places. We'll talk in a minute about a person who's got a bad reputation. There's something about a coal. When there's a voice, there's a lot being said about an individual. That's not the case here. I happen to have heard things from 2 different people, from multiple people. Still, it's forbidden to believe it. Let's say the individuals who spoke the Lashon Hara become a Rasha based on their words. So, certainly I can't believe them. Im Sipurah, if they tell me something. By them speaking Lashon Hara, Avra Lav Dul Selech Rachel. They violated an Isser their Isa. Shehuafiel Emes, even if it's true. Im Kim Rishaimim. The ones who spoke the Lashon Hara, they're Rishaim. Very strong Lashon. One person who speaks Lashon Hara one time is considered a Rasha. But in any event, Ich Naminim Al Yisrael Zeh. How could you believe him about this Jew? Shehu b'cheskas kasher gamer leisata. Wait a second. Yeah, the subject of the Lashon Hara until now was you considered a kosher person. He was good. Now someone else comes and speaks Lashon Hara. They violate an Issur Lashon Hara. Now you're going to believe them over this guy who's kosher? But you're taking a kosher Jew and you're believing about him that he's a bad person because someone who violated an Issur told you something. How does that make sense? He says that chashur alav Lashon Hara, chashur l'shaker, ulahachlif, ulahosif. Someone who's guilty or suspicious of being guilty of Lashon Hara, so he's also suspected of lying and switching things around and embellishing and adding. Umabakach shem trei. It doesn't matter if there are two. Afilo harba yosik, there'd be 100. Kesher rishayim, amen haminun. A group of those who are wicked are not counted. And this also, this could be a real help to not believe Lashon Hara. If this person is willing to badmouth another individual, if this person is willing to violate the Isser of Lashon Hara, so why do they have any ne'amanus? Why do they believe? Why should I trust them and take this person? This happened recently. There was an individual who did things which were a little bit questionable. And one person, a politician, badmouthed this person and said, I know they're doing A, B, and C because of whatever. And people believe him. So this guy until now was kosher. He did things that are questionable. Okay, we spoke last week about being a tourist, about that being down the chafzikos. Now you're believing another person because they badmouthed and talked negatively about this person. Why would we trust him, the person who spoke to Lashon Hara, over the individual who until now is known to be kosher? And that's an important way to guard ourselves. We spoke last week about not believing in Lashon Hara, to think, wait a second, who's speaking Lashon Hara? Why are they so okay with speaking negatively about another individual? There's got to be something wrong there. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's the obvious case. Even if it's something that they said, which doesn't make the individual spoke the Lashon Hara into a Rasha, in my MSC time, if it's true, afilo achi, aser lakavel divrem, returning the page, it's for once forbidden to believe the words, ulahamina bechlatan, to believe it with confidence, de'en chal shem edus, afilo al shnaim v'yoser, ela bebezdin. What do people like to say? Oh, it's two people, it's edus. Shnei edim. He says, no, edim is only in bezdin, where you're putting a lot on the line. Ava chutz lebezdin lo. But outside of bezdin, that's not true. That filum yom rusheker, enam nikra meide sheker, kiyim no tshishem rabalma. If two people lie outside of bezdin, they're not considered eide sheker, which the Gemara has serious punishments and criticisms of. They're just people who are lying, who are talking about tshishem rab. V'chol ze lahakha, this is all true. To believe, again, about lachlish mutter, afilim l'shama rak ayachad. So this is a continuation of the difference between believing and being suspicious. If you hear something from one person, you'll have to be suspicious. I could investigate the matter. I could not pursue the partnership. I cannot pursue the shidduch. I could stay away. I cannot hire, the example I gave last week with a counselor, potentially hiring a counselor in camp. That's enough to potentially not hire the person. But when I see the person, I can't believe it. And that, again, that was that dichotomy between I'm worried that you're a thief, but I don't really think you're a thief. That was the trickiness. We'll have one more point, which is v'hu adin im yatsa kol al echad she'asa maisa or she'dibar davar shelo karoy al pi Torah. Yatsa kol means there's literally a voice. What's a good English yatsa kol? There's reputation. There's reputation. It's not, you didn't hear it from one person. It's, I guess, something that's known. It's just, a person has a reputation. Bein shu isser cham or bein shu isser kal. Whether it's something serious, something severe, or something not so serious. Afilo achi aser lekablo lehaamino behachlata rak lachosh ad sheyisbar hadavar. not only if you heard it from three people, you heard it from five people, it's something that's just known. It's known that this person does so, such and such. Still, we can't believe it. We have to be very careful. We shouldn't tell it to other people. And if we're going to tell it to other people, we have to make sure, like we said earlier, one of the conditions of speaking Lashon Hara, even when it's L'Toeles, is that we don't have the intent to degrade the person even more. And this also, I find myself having violated this times in my life, where something is just known by everyone. So-and-so is Machal Shabbos. So-and-so is whatever. He's known, she's known as being someone who does fill in the blank, and everyone knows it. Still, we can't believe it. We don't know for sure. Until we know for sure, we can't believe it. And if there is a need to speak it out with someone, it has to be with the right intent, lo l'chavi l'havir akol, ulogalos yoser, to make it more publicized. The Dirsha Mishnah Berurah had a long Dirsha Mishnah Berurah. The Dirsha Chafetz Chaim had a couple of paragraphs on newspapers based on this. We read things in newspapers. You can read things in Israel on the, what do they call it when they plaster on the wall? The Pash. Yeah, you know, sometimes they'll write things about a certain individual to warn people about it. Oftentimes the Kavana is Lahavir HaKol Uga Losa Yoser, and then there's no really heter to believe it. And this becomes tricky when you look at, it's like the Jewish Week or the Jewish Standard or some of those papers where they're saying things about people do things wrong, allegations of abuse or other criminal activities. It's hard to know. Again, to be choshesh, 100%. The problem is most of the people that they're writing about, we have no business with to be choshesh. But to believe it, we can't believe it. And if we didn't believe it, we wouldn't go ahead and talk about it. Oh, can you believe so-and-so was the head of this organization, was arrested for money laundering? So often we see in the newspaper, our first reaction is we believe it, because it's in the newspaper. Why are we allowed to believe the Lashon Hara? Again, it doesn't mean a person has to walk around with his head in the sand and think that everyone's a big tzaddik and no Jew ever sins and everything is hunky-dory, because it's not. There are people who do things wrong, but just because some journalist and the editor decide to publish it doesn't mean that it's true. Doesn't mean we should believe it. Choshesh, yes, but at least for me, when I read these things, most of these people have no bearing on my life. So what's to believe? And then we see the person's kid and we get angry, or a spouse, or I think the Chafetz Chaim is telling us here that in all these cases, b'choshesh, yes, but to believe, there would be no heter to believe. That wraps up Klal Zayin. Actually, there's a little bit more of Klal Zayin, which ends the Isser of Kabbalah Lashon Hara, and I think either next week or week after, we start again to the Chafetz Chaim's Tziurim, which are his practical examples where he plays out what exactly can be said or what can be heard. Shkach, everyone have a good night and enjoyable summer.